play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Let's go over to public address announcer Paul Slifer with our starting lineup.
For the visiting Harris Tigers. At guard, number 10, Allison Englund. At guard, number 22, Jessica Rose. At forward, number 32, Alexis Barnes. At forward, number 34, Callie Keys. And at center, number 45, Kayla Hoffman. The Tigers are coached by Bob Abernathy. Now let's meet today's home team, the Galesburg Silver Streaks. At guard, number 10, Ty Peachy. At guard, number 14, Jessica Howard. At guard, number 20, Megan Young. At guard, number 22, Mickey Rodriguez. And at forward, number 32, Jamie Johnson. The Streaks are coached by Evan Massey. Today's officials are Toby Wilson, Mike Thornton, and Bill Schultz.
Nice contingent of Galesburg fans. Standing ovation for the Streaks as the starting lineups are announced. Paris is going to be dressed in their traveling black uniforms. They have the orange letter Paris across the front, the orange numerals, and the orange and white piping. The Streaks are in their home white uniform for the game today with streaks across the chest, the black, gray, and white piping. Galesburg will be going right to left here in the first half. Paris left to right. It'll be Kayla Hoffman jumping for Paris against Jamie Johnson for the Silver Streaks. And we're ready to go from Eastern Illinois University. The opening tip won by Paris, picked up by Barnes. She comes into the front court now to Englund. Now they get it down into the lane. Bounce pass underneath, and the shot's going to go right up and through from the left side from Alexis Barnes. 2-0 in favor of Paris. Jessica Howard now into the front court for the Silver Streaks to Peachy. She'll take the three right side. Good. Ty Peachy hits the three-pointer from the right wing, and it makes it 3-2 Streaks. Full court pressure now by Galesburg. It comes in the backcourt to Barnes. Now the dribble coming back up court by Jessica Rose. Rose gets it over the timeline. She'll go all the way to the baseline. Got the shot off, but it went off a Silver Streak player and goes out of bounds.
So Bob Abernathy says he likes this style of play, and he's anxious to see how his team can do with it. We may have 200 points scored in this game today.
I got to save my voice, so I'm going to be a little bit calmer today than I was yesterday. Paris inbounds. The ball comes top of the key. Now a bounce pass to Hoffman on the left side. Here's a three-pointer thrown up by Allison Englund. No good. The rebound goes to Galesburg. The Streaks on the attack right to left. Howard now will take the three. Goes around. No good. The rebound underneath controlled by Paris's Kayla Hoffman. Hoffman now, the outlet pass in the backcourt to Rose. They'll bring it over the timeline. Now the backdoor pass is going to be overthrown as they tried to hit Barnes on the left baseline, but Allison Englund's pass was over her head, so Galesburg will get the ball back, and now the line change for the Streaks. Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer into the game, along with Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Howard stays in. Hamilton now is going to travel with the ball, took one extra step as she picked up the ball on the pass from Diggins in the front court.
I think Ty Peachy's coming out with maybe a little bit more to prove after being in foul trouble yesterday. Didn't take her first shot of the game until the fourth quarter, which she made. Comes right out, nails a three-pointer right off the bat.
Jessica Rose threw a bad pass in. Looked like it could have been a travel there, too. Paris now is going to throw the ball away as Hamilton intercepts, gets the ball ahead to Diggins. Now it's going to be stolen back by Jessica Rose. Rose with a left-handed dribble knocked away from her. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of Myra Diggins. It'll be Paris's ball in their front court.
All right, I take it back. Maybe instead of 200 points in this game, we're going to have 200 turnovers. That's the way it's starting.
3-2, our score in favor of the Silver Streak. 6:38 to go in the first quarter, just underway. Glad you're with us here. Breakfast with the Streaks on WGIL. Paris now gets the ball in the paint. Here's the shot up, the running jumper by Allison Barnes as she goes right through the lane. And she has 4 points in the game, makes it 4-3 Paris. Now we're going to get a foul called as into the front court was Bailey Boyer that time. And she was pushed. Foul is going to be called against Jessica Rose of Paris, her first. That's the first team foul whistled against the Lady Tigers. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. Bailey Boyer tried to get the pass to Klink, but it was intercepted by Jessica Rose. Rose now on the dribble up top. She's double-teamed. Gets the ball on the right side to Allison Barnes. Here's the shot up by Barnes. Was that Barnes that got that?
It was.
Barnes with her third basket of the game, and Evan Massey has seen enough. He's called timeout. He wants to talk to the Streaks about how they're going to defense Barnes.
Well, Paris comes in with a respectable 9-2 record, but it's real hard to judge yesterday just how good this team was going to be because by the time we got here late in the second quarter, early third quarter, they were already blowing Paris out of the arena and ended up winning that game by 42 points. In fact, Coach Evan Massey had asked me when we got here, he said, well, how did they look? And I said, it's kind of hard to tell. They weren't really challenged very much.
After the timeout, Jamie Johnson with the three-pointer, and she nails it. Johnson from the top of the key hits the three, making it 6-6 now. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Ball tipped away, picked up by Peachy. Galesburg gets it back. Now Lieber on the dribble right wing. Jessica Lieber looks back out, now to Ty Peachy. Peachy looking top of the key to Johnson, instead goes to Junk. Now around the three-point perimeter, and they get it to Peachy here on the near side. Back to the right, Lieber will take the three, and it's good. Jessica Lieber with the three-pointer. The 5'3 sophomore hits it. Galesburg leads it 9-6. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Comes into Ingram in the back. She'll get it over the timeline, and now we're going to get a foul on Johnson as she reached in on Kayla Hoffman right at center court.
Already the Streaks have made half as many three-point attempts, or half as many three-point baskets as they made the entire game yesterday. We've not even played 2.5 minutes yet. They've made three of their first four shots, all from behind the arc.
Jessica Rose will trigger it in for the Paris Lady Tigers right here in front of us. Gets the ball into Allison Ingram. She's double-teamed. Bounce pass goes into the front court. It was almost tipped away, but picked up by Callie Keys. Now into the paint, and it is tipped away and picked up by Sadie Hamilton. Back come the Streaks right to left. Here's Howard on the right wing for Galesburg on the dribble. With 5:16 to go in the first quarter, the Streaks up by three. To Boyer at center court, now to Hamilton. Now to Megan Young, back to Boyer. Boyer comes on the near side. Here's Howard with the three-point shot, bingo. Jessica Howard's first three. Galesburg's points have all come for the three-point shot. They have four of them. It's 12-6. Into the front court comes Paris. Another bad pass. Picked off by Sadie Hamilton again. Hamilton brings it up. Here's Howard with another three right side. Around no good. The rebound underneath controlled by Callie Keys of Paris. Keys with the outlet pass to Barnes. Barnes now comes down on the dribble. She tried to get a pass across on the right side to Callie Keys, but it goes out of bounds, and Paris turns it over. It'll be Streaks' ball.
Six turnovers on Paris now, and Megan Young with a nice little run here. She creates a turnover down here, poking it away, and then sets the screen down here that frees up Jessica Howard for her three-point shot.
Galesburg back on the attack right to left. Rainey Sibley top of the key. Now three-pointer by Lieber, no good. The rebound in the paint controlled by Callie Keys of Paris. Keys was trying to get an outlet pass. There were two girls standing to the left of her, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Neither girl reached out to grab the pass, so Galesburg's going to get it on the turnover.
They get seven turnovers now on Paris.
Morgan Engblom, who is Allison Engblom's sister, comes into the game. Galesburg will have the ball as Paige Klink will trigger it in underneath the Streaks' basket. Klink comes in the left corner to Lieber. Lieber with a right-handed dribble around the three-point line. Tried to get the pass off to Rainey Sibley. Sibley couldn't control. Now she's pressured at center court. The ball was tipped away, no over and back. Klink now tried to get it to Emma Junk. It was tipped away. Ball goes on the floor. Sibley picks it up in front of us, and we'll get a jump ball. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
Love the energy here for an early morning game. Not only the early morning game, but the very first game of the day with a nearly empty arena, which sometimes makes it hard to bring that energy for players, but I like what I've seen from both teams here in the early going.
Remember playing those freshman games at 9 o'clock, 8:30 on a Saturday morning, yeah. Boy. Oh, baby. Here comes Ty Peachy now on the left side. Gets it to Megan Young. Galesburg with the ball in the front court. Peachy now between the circles with 4 minutes to go first quarter. Streaks lead it 12-6. Now to Mickey Rodriguez to Howard. Howard takes the three-pointer in and out, no good, but the rebound Megan Young. Back out to Howard. Near side Rodriguez. She fakes the three, now drives inside, got it back out to Peachy. Peachy goes right side to Howard. She'll take the three-pointer, bingo. Howard's second three of the first quarter makes it 15-6, Galesburg. Boy, the streaks come on here with a three-pointer today. Now underneath, wide open, and the shot up and through for Callie Keys. Callie Keys, the 5'11 senior. Now Howard back again. Howard will take the three-pointer. No. This one just hit the glass. The rebound underneath is going to be controlled by Jessica Rose. Rose gets it at center court to Katie Spessard, who's into the game. Spessard with the dribble. Goes the backdoor pass to Keys. Keys will put it up. No good. The rebound, Jamie Johnson for the Silver Streaks. Outlet pass now to Peachy. Galesburg wants to run. Ahead to Howard. Howard with the fast break basket. Yes! Galesburg's first two-pointer of the ball game, and Bob Abernathy says, hey, I think I've seen enough. He calls a timeout with 3 minutes and 1 second to go here in the first quarter. That'll be a 30-second timeout, 17-8 Galesburg.
Not only was that the Streaks' first two-point basket of the game, it was their first two-point shot attempt of the game. Everything else had been behind the arc up until that point as the Streaks came out. 6 of 25 yesterday from behind the arc. How about 5 of 10 three-point shooting in the first quarter here in this game?
That's going to win you a lot of games. It's
well,
50%.
They've been trading three-point baskets for two-point baskets down here. I like that ratio.
And Galesburg wanting to run Howard, taking that pass that time and getting that basket for the Silver Streaks as she was all alone down court.
Jessica's already taken 7 shot attempts.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Morgan Englem. Englem gets the ball in the backcourt to Katie Spessard. Over the timeline now, this is Barnes. Barnes brings it all the way down, gets it to Spessard. Her shot up no good. Rebound fought for in the lane. It's going to be picked up by Myra Diggins of Galesburg.
Great job by Sadie to keep that one alive.
Diggins, the outlet pass, Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg on the run. Boyer's going to go all the way to the basket. The ball was tipped away at the last second as she tried to get the shot up. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Streaks' ball underneath the Galesburg basket. So Bailey Boyer will trigger it in for Galesburg. The Streaks lead it by 9. Here's the inbounds pass to Lieber. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Tipped away by Hamilton and now picked up by Alexis Barnes. Here's the fast break down court. Nice fast break for Paris as the shot goes up by Alexis Barnes.
Katie Johnson
that time. And Katie Johnson's first of the ball game. And now we're going to get traveling called against the Silver Streaks. 17-10 our score, 2 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter of play. Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, and Jessica and Jamie Johnson, the 5 on the court for the Silver Streaks. Morgan Englem will trigger it in now for Paris. Comes in the backcourt, gets it into Allison Englem, her sister. Ball tipped away and picked up by Junk of Galesburg. Now the Streaks on the attack right to left. Ty Peachy calls out the play. She's going to drive all the way to the basket. Left-handed layup up and through. Peachy has 5 points in the game, and it's 19-10 Silver Streaks. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Stolen by Peachy. Peachy to Howard. Howard will take the three-pointer. No. The rebound in the lane is going to be pulled off by Allison Englem. Englem covers up in the backcourt. Now gets it ahead to Morgan Englem. Over the timeline, bad pass by Morgan, picked off by Howard. Howard now ahead to Ty Peachy. Here come the Streaks right to left. To Johnson. Now to Rainey Sibley. She'll take the 18-footer. No. Rebound Peachy right back up and through. Ty Peachy with the offensive rebound and the hoop, and it's 21-10 Silver Streaks with a minute 35 to go first quarter. Full court pressure stolen by Peachy. She puts it up no good. The rebound Allison Englem for Paris. Outlet pass now is going to be stolen by Jamie Johnson to Sibley. Back to Johnson. Outlet pass to Howard. Here's the three-pointer right wing. No. The rebound Jamie Johnson right back up and through. Johnson has 5. 23-10 Silver Streaks. And Bob Abernathy says, turn off the hot water. That's a full timeout. It's Galesburg 23, Paris 10. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breathe Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, Sal, where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breathe Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breathe Love Sporting Goods.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
Paris's ball after the timeout. They come into the front court. We're going to get a pass thrown here. It's going to go out of bounds, thrown by Allison Englund, but they say it went off of one of the streaks, Jessica Lieber, so it'll be Paris's ball underneath their own basket. 23-10 in favor of Galesburg. Coach Bob Abernathy threw the clipboard during the timeout, and one of the Paris players is crying, and the crier just made the basket. That's Katie Spessard, the 5'9 junior, makes it 23-12. Back comes Galesburg. This is Bailey Boyer now between the rings to Sadie Hamilton. Now Lieber from the left corner with the three-pointer, no good. Goes right to Megan Young. Back out to Lieber. She'll fire the three again, no. The rebound going to be picked up by Myra Diggins in the corner. She hands it off now to Young. Back out to Hamilton, who takes the three, no. And the rebound this time, Kelly Keys for Paris. Now the outlet pass going to be tipped away by Boyer, and they're going to give the ball to Paris in front of their own bench. It'll be triggered inbounds by Allison Englund. She's a 5'7 senior who scored 7 against Rantoul yesterday in Paris's 58-16 victory. Now Paris gets the ball over the timeline. Here's Barnes all the way down. Nice job by Emma Junk as she was coming, came in there at the last second to tip that pass away that was going to Callie Keys right underneath. It'll be Paris's ball underneath their own basket. Jessica Rose will trigger it in for the Lady Tigers. Rose looking, gets a bounce pass into Spessard, but she's tied up by Jamie Johnson right away, and we'll have a held ball, and it'll be Paris's ball on the alternating possession.
It was an ugly timeout for the Tigers as Bob Abernathy pulled the team around in the huddle, and as they huddled around, the clipboard slammed to the floor out of Abernathy's hands, and it deflected and hit Katie Spessard in the hand as she was shaking it coming out of the timeout.
Oh, I didn't see that. I thought she was crying from what he said.
No, she got hit in the hand by the clipboard, and she was coming out shaking it, trying to... But she came right out and hit the basket right afterward. Now she's at the foul line.
Yeah, she was just fouled, and so she's going to go to the free throw line here and shoot two. Spessard is a 5'9 junior. Not sure who the foul was on. Now they put it up on the board. It was against Ty Peachy. That's the first team foul on the Silver Streaks. Spessard's second one is in. 23-12 is our score in favor of the Streaks. Back comes Ty Peachy now to Jamie Johnson, now to Emma Junk. Junk hands it off to Peachy, high right side, now to Howard. Howard will take the NBA three, top of the key, no. The rebound's going to be picked up in the corner by Allison Englund of Paris. Ahead to Spessard. Spessard brings it all the way back down, dishes it off underneath on the left side, and almost knocked away, but picked up and put up no good at the buzzer by Alexis Barnes. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 23, Paris 13. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers. Tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago. And Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl. Sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies, on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The Dr. Laura Program, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on WGIO.
Ready to start the second quarter. The Silver Streak girls ahead 23-13. Myra Diggins gets the ball into Ty Peachy. Galesburg going right to left in the front court. Peachy has it now top of the key. Cross court pass to Howard. She'll take the three-pointer around and no good. Rebound tipped to Rainey Sibley. Sibley has it taken right out of her hands, though, and stolen away by Jessica Rose. Rose now in the backcourt. Gets it ahead on the near side to Englem. Over the timeline, tipped away by Diggins and picked up by Young. Galesburg gets the turnover. Back come the Streaks. Howard now high right wing. Gets a bounce pass now to Ty Peachy on the right side. Peachy comes back up. Left-handed dribble. Spins in the lane. All the way to the basket. Gets the pass to Megan Young. And Young's going to be fouled by Allison Englem. Her first. Second team foul, and Megan Young, the 5'6 senior, will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two. She scored 2 points in the game yesterday against Effingham.
Streaks cooled off from three-point range in the first quarter. Came out, made five of their first 10, then missed their last six. So they finished 5 of 16 from three-point range, 8 of 22 from the field overall in the first quarter. Paris, meanwhile, shot pretty well when they weren't turning the ball over. 6 of 11 from the field, better than 50%, but they had 12 first-quarter turnovers to just 4 for the Silver Streaks.
Young makes the first, misses the second. The rebound controlled by Kayla Hoffman of Paris. Hoffman now over the timeline to Alexis Barnes. Barnes all the way down. She'll take the jump shot over Hamilton. No good, and they'll get Sadie Hamilton for the personal foul. Her first. That's the third. Well, we think the third. The board's saying four. The third team foul against the Silver Streaks. At the free throw line, it's going to be Alexis Barnes, the 5'7 senior for the Paris Lady Tigers. Free throw on the way, and this one's no good. She has 6 points in the game. She scored 7 points against Rantoul yesterday and 7 points in their loss to Effingham on the 12th of December. One more free throw for Alexis Barnes. Here it is, and it's good. Makes it 24-14, Silver Streaks by 10. Klink ahead on the right side now to Lieber. Lieber will take the three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Kayla Hoffman for Paris. Outlet pass, and they get it down court to Spessard. Spessard all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound fought for in the paint and pulled down by Rose. Rose puts it up, no good. The rebound underneath controlled by Kayla Hoffman, and Hoffman puts it up and through in the offensive rebound and the basket to make it an 8-point lead for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg right to left. In the left side, Lieber, but Jessica Lieber travels with the ball. And so the Streaks will make a line change here after the turnover. Emma Junk, Mickey Rodriguez. We see Allison Mangieri for the first time today, along with Bailey Boyer and Jamie Johnson, the five for the Silver Streaks. It'll be triggered in bounds here in front of us by Englem. Englem has the ball back now. She comes over the 10-second line, gets it to Rose, all the way down in the lanes, tipped away at the last minute, and picked up by Mangieri. Mangieri to Boyer. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Left side, Mickey Rodriguez had it bounce off her shin, but got it back to Jamie Johnson. Johnson on the drive in the paint. She'll put it up off balance, and she's going to be fouled by Paris's Kelly Keys. That'll be Keys's first. Third team foul against the Lady Tigers. Bring Jamie Johnson to the free throw line for Galesburg. The 5'9 senior has 5 points in the game. She scored 10 yesterday against Effingham, and her free throw is good.
Can sure see the difference in offensive philosophies here in this game, with the Silver Streaks putting up 17 three-point shot attempts in that first quarter. Paris took only one. Every shot otherwise has all come in transition, basically, in post play, trying to get to the low blocks.
Johnson makes them both. Now the ball's tipped away by Galesburg, picked up by Junk, and we're going to get a jump ball as Emma Junk is tied up by Jessica Rose, and on the alternating possession, the ball will go to the Lady Tigers of Paris High School. It'll be triggered in bounds here by Allison Englem. getting pressure from Mickey Rodriguez, gets the ball into Alexis Barnes. Barnes all the way down. She tried faked the off-balance shot, got the ball over to Kelly Keys, who put it up no good. Barnes gets the rebound, and Alexis Barnes will put it up and through. Barnes with 9 points in the game, makes it 26-18. Now Mangieri right side to Johnson. Johnson fakes the three, now takes it, and it's good. Jamie Johnson has 10 points in the game, 29-18 now. In favor of the Silver Streaks. We'll get a line change as Diggins, Young, Sibley, Peachy, and Howard will come back in for Galesburg. Here we go. It'll be triggered in by Allison Englem in the backcourt. Full court pressure by Galesburg, tipped away by Young, and now the ball's going to be picked up by Jessica Howard on the far right side. Into the corner to Peachy. Peachy dribbles out, left-handed dribble, comes up top, now to Diggins. Myra Diggins for Galesburg. Bounce pass now to Young to Ty Peachy. To Diggins on the give and go. She'll put it up underneath, no good. Rebound Callie Keys of Paris. Keys now gets it ahead to Englem. Now they got the fast break going to Morgan Englem. She'll put it up no good. She blew the easy one. Rebound Megan Young for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Peachy. Here come the streaks right to left. Peachy to Howard. Howard left-handed dribble outside the three-point line right wing. Now to Peachy. Peachy spins back to Howard. She'll take the three-point shot. Air ball. The rebound fought for underneath is going to go out of bounds. And they say it went off Allison Englem of Paris. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Now they're going to change. No, they won't change the call. It'll still be Galesburg's ball. It's just a line change.
Ty Peachy there to keep the ball alive. Knocked it out of Englem's hands and knocked it off Englem to get it out of bounds.
Comes in now to Lieber. Here's a three-point shot by Klink right side. Rebound controlled by Diggins. That's Sharon Diggins who got the rebound but then lost it and is picked up by Paris' Allison Englem. Englem over the timeline to Rose. Rose drives the paint, running jumper, no good. Off the left side, gets her own rebound, puts it up and through.
Made a much tougher shot on the second time around as she spun in the lane after missing the easy right-handed layup.
Jessica Rose is first, and now Lieber will hit from the right wing. Jessica Lieber with the three-pointer, her second three of the ballgame. She has 6 points on the morning. 32-20 Silver Streaks, 4:35 to go in the game. Now the fast breaks for Paris, but they're going to lose the ball. Saved inbounds by Lieber. Nice play. Got it to Sharon Diggins. Diggins down quickly. She'll go all the way to the basket. Puts it up. Good. Right back to her, and she puts it up and through. Sharon Diggins, the 5'5 sophomore, with the offensive rebound in the basket. 34-20, Galesburg. Boy, Sharon Diggins really moves nicely up that floor. Did you see how quick she was?
I did. And give Chloe Anderson credit for keeping that one alive under the basket. She got a hand on it, knocked it loose, and then Sharon was there to pick it right back up.
Triggered inbounds now by Paris. Double-teamed in the backcourt is Rose. Gets it ahead to Barnes. Barnes comes down quickly, knocked away by Bailey Boyer, but Barnes picks it up now on the left side. Got the ball out to Hoffman in the lane, and the shot up and through by Jessica Rose. Rose has 4 points, 34-22. Now we'll get a travel on Bailey Boyer, and she looks back and says to the official, Toby Wilson of Paris, hey, and Evan Massey's talking to him too. He's from Paris, Evan. Just relax. It's all right.
And a 12-point lead at the moment.
That's
too.
Right. Triggered inbounds now by Paris' Morgan Englem. Still looking. Now the ball's tipped away and stolen by Junk. Now the ball rolled away from Junk but picked up by Boyer. Back comes Galesburg now right to left. Bailey Boyer in the front court on the dribble. Near side, got it to Jamie Johnson. Johnson back up top to Junk. Right side now to Boyer. Boyer now. Top of the key to Allison Mangieri. Mangieri looks, spins, bounce past to Boyer but went right between her legs out of bounds.
17 turnovers in the game on Paris is making a huge difference in this one right now with the Silver Streaks still up by a dozen. That's the eighth Galesburg turnover, four in each quarter, though. So a little tougher time handling the ball in the second period for the Streaks.
Triggered inbounds. They get it into Barnes at center court. Barnes now on the dribble. Comes right side. She's going to put the shot up no good, but we'll get a whistle, and a foul will be called against the Silver Streaks.
Knifed between the two defenders, and they'll call Rainey Sibley on the reach.
It'll be Rainey Sibley's first. We have it as four team fouls. They have it at five on the board. Alexis Barnes at the free throw line shooting two, and she missed the first. Barnes with 9 points in the game for the Paris Lady Tigers. She's a 5'7 senior. One more for the redhead. Here it is. She missed it. Rebound's going to come out. Deflected by Howard. Now goes down on the floor. It was picked up by Megan Young, but she was tied up. We have a held ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Silver Streaks moving from right to left on your dial. Here comes Ty Peachy over center court on the dribble. Peachy gets it on the left side to Myra Diggins, and Diggins is going to be fouled outside the three-point line by Callie Keys, her second. That's the fourth team foul against the Paris Lady Tigers.
Tough to come back from a 12-point deficit when you're shooting only 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Alexis Barnes has made only one of her 4 attempts.
Myra Diggins will trigger it in for Galesburg into Ty Peachy. Peachy here in front of us on the dribble. You can probably hear the ball. Now to Howard. Back to Diggins. Now to Rainey Sibley. Sibley dribbles inside the foul line. Bounce pass right to Howard. NBA 3 from the right wing. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Paris's ball. Let's see. Howard has 2 threes in the game. Peachy has a three-pointer. Lieber has 2 threes. And Johnson has 2 threes for the Streaks today. Here comes Spessard now. Spessard for Paris. Takes the off-balance shot right baseline. No good. Rebound Myra Diggins for the Streaks. Outlet pass out of Peachy. Back comes Galesburg right to left. Peachy on the dribble. Has it tipped away. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Silver Streak ball underneath Galesburg's own basket.
Howard does have the 2 three-point shots, but she's also taken 12 attempts in the game. She's got to get more oomph into that shot, a little more arc to it. It's coming out awfully flat for her here.
She's way back, too, you know, a lot of those.
Yeah.
Comes in now to Lieber, but Lieber, Rose jumped in front of Lieber and stole it away. Galesburg turns it over on the inbounds pass to Spessard, down to Barnes underneath, and Barnes will put it up and through. Alexis Barnes now with 11 points in the game for Paris, 34-24. Here's the right wing, the three-point shot, Lieber right wing, no good. The rebound picked up by Diggins, Sharon Diggins, now to Paige Klink. Klink now to Sadie Hamilton, who's in front of us here on the near side. Top of the key to Chloe Anderson, now on the right side to Paige Klink. Klink now to Lieber. Lieber will take the three, top of the key, no good. Rebound tipped around in the lane and fought for, pulled off by Barnes of Paris. Barnes has the ball just go right off of her.
She just lost it.
She just lost it. Nobody near her, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Silver Streak ball underneath the Galesburg basket. 2:21 to go, second quarter. 10-point lead for Galesburg, 34-24 over Paris. We have the boys coming up in just a few minutes after this game today, as they'll be taking on Mattoon. Galesburg inbounds to Mickey Rodriguez. Here's the three-pointer man, Jerry, left side, no good. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It'll still be Galesburg's ball. Junk battling inside that time with Katie Spessard, the clipboard girl. Bailey Boyer will throw it in. If you just joined us, the Paris coach threw his clipboard and it hit one of the players. Pretty wild day here. Here's the right side three-pointer by Bailey Boyer. No good. We're going to get a whistle and a push called inside against Jamie Johnson of the Streaks. That's her second 15 foul. Excuse me, Brad.
So we've officially dubbed her now. Is that what you're telling me?
Clipboard girl? That's it. Or the clipboard queen, whatever you want. Comes into Barnes in the backcourt. Barnes gets away all the way down court on the dribble. Barnes into the paint, shoveled it off left side. Here's a jumper from the baseline, Callie Keys. It's good. Keys has 4. Back comes Galesburg now on the fast break to Johnson, top of the key. Jamie with the three-pointer, no good. Rebound in the lane. It's going to be pulled out of there by Paris's Katie Johnson. Outlet pass now ahead to Englem. Englem now in the lane to Barnes. Barnes will put it up and through. They do like to run. Allison Barnes with the basket. 34-28, down to a 6-point lead. Back comes Jamie Johnson. Oh. She throws it to Mangieri, and Mangieri has the ball go right between her arms out of bounds.
Took her eyes off it. She was looking for the next pass or possibly to shoot. She was pretty open as the ball came to her. And on this end, Jamie had way too much time to shoot that ball. She missed it. It was lucky for Paris, but defensively it's working out for them right now. They're coming back.
Paris's ball, Allison Englem will throw it in to Barnes. Barnes now bothered by Howard in the backcourt, spins away on the dribble over the timeline, gets it ahead to Englem. Englem with the bounce pass to Spessard. Now underneath, there's a shot up and through by Kayla Hoffman, and she's going to be fouled. Have a chance of the three-point play. Wow. The foul is on Howard. That's going to be Jessica Howard's first 6-team foul. At the free throw line, Kayla Hoffman will shoot the free throw, try to convert the three-point play and make it a three-point game. Here's the free throw, and she missed it. Rebounds fought for in the lane. Young had it, then lost it. Diggins picked it up to Peachy. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Howard now gets it back to Peachy. Now to Jessica Howard for the streaks. Howard dribbles inside the three-point line, dumps it back out to Diggins. Now Peachy will try the left side. Back up top to Diggins. Now to Young. Bounce pass to Sibley. Rainey Sibley on the dribble. High right side against Spessard. Here's Howard with the three-pointer left wing. Bingo. Jessica Howard has 11, makes it 37-30. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Comes into Hoffman. She threw a bad pass, intercepted by Galesburg. Now Galesburg back into the front court. Here's Howard again with the NBA three. And a drop through. Three bounces off the rim. Howard has 14. 37-30 in favor of Galesburg. Streaks again, steal it away. Make it 40-30. Now to Howard, fakes the three to Peachy. The Streaks steal it again now in the front court. This is Sibley on the right side now to Peachy. Back to Howard. Howard fakes the three this time. Moves to the left side. Now to Peachy. Peachy fakes. She drives the paint. Now to Diggins, and Diggins traveled with it.
Harris had scored 10 straight before Jessica Howard's three. And then the turnover in Jessica's next three, you can see her release is much better on these last two that she's knocked down. There's more rotation to the ball, more arc to it, everything looking much better here.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Allison Ingram, stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Underneath, Sharon Diggins to Chloe Anderson. Anderson puts the shot up, but she's going to be fouled on the right side layup by Allison Ingram, her second. 15 foul against Paris.
And 21 turnovers on the Tigers.
So Chloe Anderson, as a 5'7 sophomore, will get two free throws here for the Silver Streaks. Free throw on the way, and she missed it. Boy, they got it down to what, 3 points, Brad? 4 points?
Down to four, yeah.
Yeah.
34-30.
Second free throw by Chloe. This one's going to drop through. So Chloe Anderson has a point in the game. Makes an 11-point Galesburg lead. 41-30 with 10 seconds to go second quarter. Now the ball tipped away on the inbounds pass.
Five straight turnovers on the Tigers now.
It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. Paige Klink is going to throw it in for the Streaks. I'm sure KG and Sandy listening down in Georgia this morning. Now it goes to Howard, right side to Klink. Klink now back out to Howard. She'll take the three-pointer at the buzzer. No. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, and we're still going to have, what, 1.3 seconds to go.
Yeah, Jessica had more time to shoot that ball than I think she did. She was way behind the arc on that one.
Yeah, that was double NBA. At the buzzer, Ingram is going to take the three-quarter court football pass, and that's the end of the first half. With the score, it's Galesburg 41 and Paris 30. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Until the end of the year, when the dollars in your Flex Insurance account disappear, you have an opportunity to use them. LASIK vision correction from Dr. J.H. Rigsby should be at the top of the list because it's a great gift that never stops giving for yourself or someone you love. Use your Flex Insurance dollars to really bring the cost down into an area much more comfortable for your budget. And you can finance it, too, with payments as low as $73 a month. Dr. Rigsby has the most experience in LASIK vision correction in this area and uses state-of-the-art equipment. What if this is the time for you? Check to see what you have in your Flex account and then call Dr. Rigsby's office at 343-6000. Flex dollars and interest-free financing. It's possible. But do it before the Flex dollars disappear at the end of the year.
When you bring the facts into focus, the clear choice is Dr. J.H. Rigsby. Call 343-6000 for a free LASIK evaluation.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion. Developing relationships and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Jim Wyman, Brad Benowitz back with you. WGIL Galesburg, glad to have you with us on this great Tuesday morning. At the half, our score, the Silver Streak girls leading the Paris Lady Tigers 41-30. Let's run down the scoring briefly, and then Brad has Coach Mike Reynolds with him, and he's going to talk about the next game. Alexis Barnes leads the scoring for Paris. She has 13 points, 4 points for Jessica Rose, 4 for Kelly Keys, 3 points for Katie Spessard, 4 for Kayla Hoffman, 2 points for Katie Johnson. The Streaks are led by Jessica Howard with 14. She has 4 three-pointers, 10 points for Jamie Johnson, 2 three-pointers for Jamie, 7 points for Ty Peachy, 6 for Jessica Lieber, 2 points in the first half for Sharon Diggins, 6 points for, I mentioned Lieber, 1 point for Chloe Anderson, 1 point for Megan Young, and that's it for the Silver Streaks. The Silver Streaks led 23-13 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Paris 18-17 in the second quarter to lead it by the score of 41-30 at halftime. Here's Brad Benowitz and head coach Mike Reynolds. Brad, I don't have you on the mic.
All right, we got to know.
There we
go.
Right,
there we go. Because we have such little time between the two games, we're going to go ahead and talk to Coach Reynolds now and get his thoughts on today's game. Mattoon had a real battle with Rantoul, but I think it was at halftime of that game I heard you say, they're going to come back and win this game. You like the way they're coached, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Coach Smith since he coached at Tuscola, and he's a winner. And, you know, I knew that him going to Mattoon, when I read that in the summertime, that it turned them into instant credibility. He's quite a coach, and I know his guys will play hard and do the right things. And I remember watching his teams at Tuscola and took them to Super Sectional, and they played extremely hard, and they moved the ball, and they tried to do things the right way. And you see a lot of similarities out of the Mattoon team, Tulsa.
Doesn't look like they go tremendously deep, but I don't imagine at this point that's probably much of a concern for you. You know, you're going to play hard the whole game, right?
Yeah, I mean, we know they got two really good players, and then one averaging 16 and one averaging almost 10. And 23 shoots tons of three-point shots, and he hit 5 yesterday. And I know in the tape that we watched it against Danville, he was 0-9 from 3, but he shot 9. You know, usually, you know, a guy won't chuck up 9 unless he can make them. So we certainly got to be cognizant of him and their go-to guy who is he's been an all-conference football player for a couple of years in the Big 12 also is Heller, number 20. We'll start Dalton on him, but he kind of looks like Dalton, except he's 2 inches taller and about 30 pounds heavier. But, you know, Dalton's kind of our best physical defender, so we'll put him on him. And when we need a little switch up, we'll put an athlete on him like Tremaine, and hopefully our guys can defend.
Well, one of the things that tends to work in our favor sometimes defensively, we tend to, especially in bursts, we tend to create these turnovers, and our defense really gets our offense going sometimes. Watching the game yesterday, it looks like they do handle the ball pretty well.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to scare them or shock them with quickness. I mean, they've played Danville, they've played Bloomington, they played Champaign Central, they played Centennial. They're 0-4 in their league. They played those four teams, and they played some of them tough, and some of them were able to speed them up. If we're able to get the game going a little faster, that's in our favor. You know, they still don't want to play at a high-octane speed, and I don't know that we can the whole game. I think you saw it in spurts yesterday when we did it maybe – 5 or 6 possessions too long, it hurt us for a quarter. So, you know, we're a guy short right now, so we were 2 guys short yesterday. I think Austin will be a little better and ready to go today. So we'll try to get him some minutes and try to even up our subbing, and hopefully we'll be ready to go.
How did you guys handle playing the earlier game yesterday and then the long amount of time yesterday? Obviously, the high school was being used, so it's not like you could go over there and use it for a walkthrough or anything like that. Did you just try to take some time to relax? Did you watch some film? How did you handle the time?
Well, we really didn't get out of here until 3 o'clock, so we had a little bit of a meeting. Then we went and ate. The kids always choose McDonald's, so we went through McDonald's. And then we ate a pizza buffet at night after we came back and watched T-Town game last night. And they looked a lot like us. You know, they looked interested about 2 quarters and 2 press it. So hopefully we can get our pique our guys' interest for two quarters, because basically in our high school career, in their high school career, they've never played in a championship game. And if they can win two games today, tomorrow night we'll get to play in one. So we're excited about that possibility.
Well, and the records, we can look at the records of the two teams we're playing today and think, well, we should have the advantage. But I don't think that's the case with either one of these teams. We're going to be in for two good battles today, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mattoon is 5-1 in their non-conference play, and in their conference play, like I said, they lost to Danville, Bloomington, Champaign Central, and Champaign Centennial. All four teams that are probably going to be close to 20 wins. So, you know, if we're not ready to play, we'll be 9-4 in about 2 hours. So, we've had our guys up bouncing around here for a few hours. So I think we'll be ready to roll.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks. Jim, we'll toss it back to you, and we've got some more halftime coverage coming up.
This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Rumor has it I'm fussy, especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorns and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorns Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand. And by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Brad Benowitz back with you. The Streaks are going to start Chloe Anderson, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Sharon Diggins, and Myra Diggins. A little bit of a different starting lineup here in the second half. Looks like Paris has their original starting five of Allison Ingram, Jessica Rose, Alexis Barnes, Kelly Keys, and Kayla Hoffman. It'll be Paris's ball to start the third quarter. They're going to be moving right to left. They're throwing the ball in right here in front of us, in front of the scorer's table, and it comes into Barnes. Paris on the move now right to left. Barnes gets the pass inside to Keys. Keys underneath. Here's the turnaround jumper from the baseline up. No good by Ingram. The rebound pulled down by Peachy, but she stepped on the baseline trying to get the dribble out to the left side, and it'll be Paris's ball. It'll be triggered in underneath the Paris basket by Jessica Rose. Rose set to throw it in. 41-30 our score in favor of the Streaks. Comes in now to Barnes. Barnes with an off-balance shot, but she's going to be fouled, and the foul is going to be called against Peachy, I believe.
Quick look at the first half team statistics. Paris was 14 of 25 from the field, 56%. So as continued the pace in the first quarter, when they weren't turning it over, they continued to shoot the ball very, very well. Free throws, on the other hand, there's one made, but in the first half only 2 of 7 from the free throw line in the first half.
Alexis Barnes makes the first. The foul was against Myra Diggins, her first team foul. Barnes makes them both. She has 15. Here comes Galesburg now on the attack left to right. Ty Peachy on the dribble into the front court. Now gets it to Myra Diggins. Left side, Howard. Howard fakes the three. Now drives towards the foul line. Back out to Myra Diggins to Sharon. Sharon Diggins. Back now to Peachy. Peachy drove in, drew the defense, then flipped it out to Howard. To Peachy in the right corner. 7:26 to go third quarter. 41-32 Galesburg. Right side now Peachy. Peachy holds the ball over her head, looks inside, instead comes to Howard, who's flashing across behind her. Now Howard fakes the three to Ty. Ty spins inside, dumps it out to Myra Diggins. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound controlled by Jessica Rose of Paris. Here come the Lady Tigers right to left. Ahead to Barnes. Barnes now has it on the right side. Got the ball inside, wide open underneath. Here's a shot up and through by Callie Keys. Keys has six, makes it 41-34 streaks. Howard now gets the half-court pass in the front court, holds up, gets it out now to Myra Diggins, and we'll get a timeout called by Evan Massey.
Take a look at the rest of the first half statistics. Effingham finished with 22 first-half turnovers compared to 12 for Galesburg, and the Tigers took only one three-point attempt the entire first half. You know the streaks are going to completely negate that, though. 9 of 32 from three-point range in the first half, including 13 of 40 overall from the field. Galesburg 4 of 6 from the free-throw line. And streaks are getting out-rebounded by Paris right now, 21-16 heading into the second half.
Galesburg's going to bring out Megan Young along with Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, and Sadie Hamilton. Paris continues with their original starting five of Englund, Rose, Barnes, Keys, and Hoffman. It'll be Galesburg's ball in the front court as they move left to right. Bounce pass in the corner now to Megan Young. Back out to Hamilton around the three-point perimeter to Klink. Now Lieber will take the three right wing. No good. The rebound's going to be bounced up and picked up by Rose. Back comes Jessica Rose now for the Lady Tigers of Paris. Rose holds up left wing. She's double-teamed by Young and Lieber. Looking. Now gets the ball off to Callie Keys. Keys underneath the Barnes, and Barnes is going to put it up and through. Alexis Barnes has 17, and it's 41-36. Five-point lead for the Streaks. To Hamilton, now to Lieber. Lieber left wing. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes right back out to her. She dribbles top of the key, fires the three again, no. The rebound this time controlled by Kayla Hoffman. Hoffman the outlet, ahead to Barnes. Here's a fast break now, and Barnes blew the easy one. Barnes gets her own rebound, right back up and through. Alexis Barnes with good second and third effort, and it's 41-38. The Streaks only by three. Now Lieber will drive all the way down. She'll drive right to the basket and put it up and through. Jessica Lieber with eight. End-to-end action here. 43-38 in favor of the Streaks. Back comes Paris. Now Rose all the way down court. She walked with the ball, though. She was trying to get a pass underneath the Kayla Hoffman, dragged the pivot foot, and so the turnover will give the ball back to the Streaks.
Paris has scored 8 of the first 10 points here in the second half. Cut that 11-point deficit down to 3.
Here comes Galesburg as Johnson, Bailey Boyer, along with Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez into the game now, and Emma Junk. Top of the key, here's the three-point shot. Good by Allison Mangieri. Mangieri didn't hesitate. She just launched it. The 5'4 sophomore, top of the key, got a screen and hits the three. And it's 46-38. Now a bad pass as the press was on. It's going to be intercepted by Johnson. Back come the Streaks left to right. Here's Bailey Boyer with the three-pointer air ball. Pulled off underneath by Keys. Now the ball still fought for. It's going to be picked up by Mangieri, who's having a nice third quarter. And we'll get a timeout called by Evan Massey. This is going to be a full timeout with 4:56 to go third quarter. Galesburg 46 and Paris 38. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no such thing as a morning person. There is no wrong side of the bed or case of the Mondays. There are only those who know the simple joy of breakfast and those who don't. There are two things certain in this life. The sun always rises, and McDonald's prepares breakfast hot and fresh every morning, just for you. Breakfast with hotcakes and premium roast coffee. Did they invent it? No, but they did perfect it. So, when's the last time you had breakfast for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Jessica Howard taking the three-pointer after the inbounds pass and nailing it. Now we're going to get a travel called against the Silver Streaks as Paris had it. Galesburg got it on the turnover. It was intercepted by Myra Diggins, but we get the travel, and so Paris will have it back after Howard's three made it 49-38, Silver Streaks. Here's Rose into the front court on the dribble. She'll take the running jumper, no good. The rebound fought for in the lane, pulled off by Myra Diggins. Outlet pass to Sharon, her sister, ahead and out of Peachy. Galesburg on the attack left to right. Ty on the left-handed dribble, got it back out to Myra Diggins. Now gets it to Chloe Anderson. Right side now to Sharon. Sharon Diggins holds the ball over her head. She'll take the dribble out to Howard, but we're going to get a foul and a reach-in foul called on Jessica Rose of Paris, her second. First team foul of the second half. Whistled against the Lady Tigers.
That was a heck of a rebound by Myra Diggins down here. There was just a cluster of players underneath the basket. We couldn't even see Diggins in there, and all of a sudden she comes out of it, kind of hooking it under her arm and just whipping it out of everybody else's arms. Very strong rebound.
Jessica Young now will take the three right side, no good. Rebound's going to come out to Paige Klink. Klink down on the floor, got the ball outside to Young. Now Lieber will take the three left wing. Lieber was kind of just standing there. The ball rolled to her feet. She picked it up and put it through. Lieber has 11 points in the game. 52-38 Silver Streaks. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Paris now over the timeline, down to Spessel. She'll put it up in the paint around, no good. Rebound tipped up, pulled out of the air by Keys. Out now to Spessard. Spessard puts it up, no good. The ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of Galesburg. It'll be Paris's ball. Here comes the line change for the Streaks. Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Mangieri, along Emma Junk and Mickey Rodriguez back into the game for Galesburg. It'll be Jessica Rose triggering it in for the Paris Lady Tigers. She throws a bad pass, intercepted by Rodriguez, and Rodriguez is going to be bumped at center court by Alexis Barnes, her first. That's going to be the second team foul against Paris.
I think both of Coach Evan Massey's timeouts here have been to kind of light a fire under this team a little bit here in the second half. They just have looked a little out of sync until after coming out of this last timeout. There seems to be much more energy on the floor than we saw for the first half of this third quarter.
Here's Mickey Rodriguez, left side, wide open three, no good. The rebound underneath Callie Keys for Paris. Outlet pass in the backcourt to Allison Ingram. Now the ball's thrown away at center court by Paris. They turn it over as Jamie Johnson intercepts for the Streaks. Johnson gets the ball to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now dribbling outside, comes on the right side, wide open Mangieri with the three, bingo. Boy, Allison Mangieri's hit two threes here in the third quarter, which has kept Galesburg in front. It's 55-38 in favor of the Streaks. Back on the right side, here's the shot up, no good by Callie Keys. Got her own rebound, but it was tipped away. Now Barnes has it underneath, and she'll put it up and through. Alexis Barnes with a big game today for Paris. Now Mangieri fakes the three on the right wing, same spot she had it before. Now around to Rodriguez. She will fire the three left side air ball. The rebound underneath controlled by Katie Spessard. Spessard now will dribble it up herself after she got the ball over to Rose. Now on the right side to Allison Ingram. Ingram on the right high dribble into Barnes. Barnes spins away, but will get a foul here called against the Silver Streaks.
The basket by Paris in the last trip down the floor snapped a 14-0 Galesburg run that got that three-point lead at 41-38 back up to 17, at least momentarily.
Jamie Johnson's going to be called for the foul, her third, second team foul against the Streaks. We'll get the line change. Boy, I looked up at the board, it's 55-40. I go, whoa, what happened?
They score in such bunches, you don't even realize they've scored 14 points in a row.
It was a three-point game. It's amazing. And now Morgan Ingram trying to get it in, but she's going to get the five-second call as Galesburg had everybody guarded, and so the Streaks are going to get it back.
And this is part of what's led to this run, too. Paris has turned it over five of their last six possessions now.
Ty Peachy on the dribble, top of the key. Galesburg leads it by 15. 2:01 to go here in the third quarter. Pass on the back door as nice. They got it down to Chloe Anderson. Chloe puts the shot up underneath, but she's going to be fouled.
great look by Ty Peachy and a real strong pass to get it into her, flashing through the lane.
Callie Keyes called for the foul, her third team foul. Here's Chloe Anderson's free throw, and it's good. Chloe has two in the game. Boy, Chloe and Allison Mangieri getting some time for the streaks here today, and they've accounted themselves well. Second free throw by Anderson, also good. The 5'7 sophomore has 3 points in the game, makes it 57-40 Galesburg. Back comes Barnes for Paris, ahead now to Spessard. She'll put it up underneath over Diggins, good. Katie Spessard now with 5 points, 57-42 Galesburg. Back come the streaks. Jessica Howard, we're going to get a double dribble called against Galesburg as she was getting big pressure from Morgan Engblom of Paris. Engblom will trigger it in for Paris in the backcourt. Bad pass, partially deflected, picked off by Peachy, and Ty will go right down and put it up and through. Peachy has 9 points. Now another bad pass, but Barnes is able to get it. Paris comes back on the attack right to left. Barnes all the way down court, and we'll get a foul here. Diggins was standing in the lane. Barnes ran right into her, and it looks like they're going to call the foul against Peachy, who apparently was standing to the side.
Okay.
I thought it was Diggins.
Well, and if they called it on Diggins, that was going to be a real unfortunate foul because she couldn't have been more. She got ran over in the lane, but I guess the foul came just before from the backside.
I think we were screened. Here's the three-pointer now. Shot up no good by Katie Johnson, who's into the game for Paris. The rebound controlled underneath by Hamilton. Outlet to Klink. Klink into the front court for the streaks. Now to Hamilton. Ball in the lane. There's a shot up underneath by Rainey Sibley, and she's going to be fouled on the play. But she's amidst the tall timber under there. Rainey is only 5 feet 1 inches tall. We're going to get the foul called against Alexis Barnes of Paris, her second fourth team foul. And here's Rainey Sibley at the line, and her free throw is going to go around and drop off. Sibley has not scored in the game for the Silver Streaks today. But she plays hard. Sibley and Megan Young, probably the two players on this team that stand out in their hard play. Rainey makes the second for her first point of the game. 18-point streak lead. It's 60-42. Outlet pass now comes. Now it's going to be stolen away by Sadie Hamilton of Galesburg. Hamilton all the way down, puts it up. Good. Sadie Hamilton's first basket of the game. Makes it 62-42. The 20-point streak's lead. Now stolen away in the backcourt. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called here as Young, along with Lieber, had the double team going. And I think they'll get Lieber for the foul. That'll be Jessica's first and the fourth team foul against the streaks. We'll get the line change as Junk, Rodriguez, Mangieri, Boyer, and Jansen will come into the game for the Silver Streaks. Full court pressure now by Galesburg. Inbound pass comes in the backcourt to Morgan Engblom. Engblom now gets the ball ahead to Allison Engblom, her sister. Allison all the way down, shovels it up, no good. Rebounds tipped to the side. Rodriguez tried to save it, but it went off of Mangieri out of bounds, and so it'll be Paris's ball.
Sadie Hamilton did a nice job down here after she stole the ball away, taking it down to the basket to actually float to the right a little bit on that layup. She had two defenders coming hard at her from the left side to avoid the contact and finish off the play.
She's a great player. Triggered inbounds now by Morgan Engblom. Engblom gets it into Allison. Allison Engblom, her sister. Allison now drives the right side to Morgan. Back up now to Rose. Cross-court pass underneath with a backdoor play to Morgan Engblom. And Engblom puts it up and through, and it's 62-44. Back comes Boyer for the streaks. Now to Mangieri right side. Back up to Johnson. Jamie with the three-pointer, bingo.
Way too much time to shoot that shot.
Johnson has 13, makes it 65-44 streaks. On the attack, Morgan Engblom for Paris. All the way down court. She'll put it up off balance. No good. Rebound fought for underneath. They say it went off of the streaks. Emma Junk. And so they'll give it to Paris underneath the Lady Tigers' own basket. Don't forget the boys are coming up. Galesburg and Mattoon immediately following this one. Brad will have the play-by-play on that game. Should be exciting. Comes in now to Spessard. Spessard turnaround jumper, up in and out, no good. The rebound controlled by Jamie Johnson to Boyer. Fast break ahead to Rodriguez. Rodriguez stops, takes a three-pointer, bingo.
Holy cow, she was way back there too.
Mickey Rodriguez's first three-pointer of the game at the buzzer as the third quarter ends with a score. Galesburg 68, Paris 44. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL congratulates Kelly Adams of Galesburg, winner of the Calico Cat Gift Basket of Christmas. Congratulations from WGIL.
Galesburg's ball to start the fourth quarter. The Streaks have just turned it over after not getting a shot off. Now almost intercepted by Galesburg as Paris comes into the front court. Rose now on the drive left side, but she has the ball bounce off of her leg and goes out of bounds. It'll be Silver Streaks ball.
That's 31 Paris turnovers for the game now, and their shooting has cooled off as well. Only 5 of 16 in that third quarter.
Into the front court come the Streaks now. Left side, Sharon Diggins holds the ball over her head. Sharon now up top to Jessica Howard. Howard tries to get it to Peachy and now does between the circles. 68-44 Galesburg. Here's Howard with the three, left wing, yes.
Jessica Howard
has 20 points. That's her sixth three-pointer of the game. We eating cheeseburgers today. Now stolen away by Galesburg. Here's Chloe Anderson on the drive to the hoop. And Chloe's going to be fouled by Allison Ingram of Paris. Her third, the fifth team foul. This Galesburg press has been devastating at times today.
Yeah, six three-pointers in the third quarter. So that takes us up to 15 for the game. Jess is there, makes it 16 for the game.
Here's Chloe Anderson's free throw, and this one's going to drop through. After missing her first, she's made three in a row. She has 4 points in the game. I should say she's made four in a row. One more for Chloe. She's a 5'7 sophomore for Evan Massey's Silver Streaks. Takes a look at it. Here it is, and it's in and out. No good. I jinxed her. The rebound, though, controlled by Lieber of Galesburg. Got it out to Paige Klink. Now to Sadie Hamilton. Hamilton getting pressure out front. Got it over to Anderson. Now to Klink. Klink wanted to throw a pass in the corner to Lieber. Lieber was breaking towards the basket. The ball will go out of bounds. The Streaks turn it over. It'll be Paris ball. Now the Streaks will put the pressure on with Young on the point for Galesburg. It'll be triggered inbounds by Allison Ingram. She comes in the backcourt, gets the ball to Kelly Keyes. Keyes ahead now to Casey Hamilton, who's into the game. Casey Hamilton drove the hoop, but we'll get a whistle and a foul will be called here against the Silver Streaks. It'll be called against Galesburg's Sibley, Rainey Sibley's first. That'll be the fifth team foul called against the Silver Streaks, and it'll send Morgan Englum, E-N-G-L-U-M, Jim, you can say it, Englum to the free throw line, and she misses the first of two.
Since Paris cut the Galesburg deficit to 41-38, or the Galesburg lead to 41-38 in the third quarter, the Silver Streaks have outscored the Tigers 31-6.
Englum makes the second one. Back comes Galesburg into the front court. Sadie Hamilton, left side Lieber. Lieber will take the three, left wing, bingo. Jessica Lieber for Galesburg has 14 points, 75-45 Galesburg. Now thrown away by Paris, intercepted by Hamilton, underneath to Megan Young, and Young will put it up no good, but a foul is going to be called against Morgan Englum, her first 16 foul against Paris, and it'll send Megan Young to the free throw line. She has 1 point in the game, 1 for 2 from the line. The 5'6 senior will shoot two here.
Jessica Lieber had her three-point shot had flattened out earlier in the game as well, and I think they've gotten that corrected as well, just as they did for Jessica Howard, because Lieber's made her last two now. And much better rotation on her shot than it had been earlier, too.
She's fearless at Lieber, isn't she, for a 5'3 sophomore?
should have continuous clock the rest of the game now. It's a 31-point lead.
One more free throw for Megan Young. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's Galesburg's ball. Then it went off of Kayla Hoffman as Hoffman was battling for it. And so Galesburg will have it back. Galesburg underneath its own basket will throw it in. Boyer gets it in on the right side. Here's Rodriguez with the three from the corner. Yes. Boy, Galesburg's unconscious. 6 points for Rodriguez. 79-45 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Paris. Casey Hamilton here on the near side to Morgan Englum. Englum top of the key on the dribble. Back on the right side. Now into Barnes. Barnes will shovel it up in the paint. No good. The rebound's going to be put back up by Callie Keyes and good. Keyes has eight as she gets the offensive rebound in the hoop. Here's the three-pointer now by Mangieri from the right corner. No good. The rebound by Paris is Casey Hamilton. Back come the Lady Tigers with 5:40 to go in the game. 79-47 our score. Top of the key, Morgan Englum now on the right side to Casey Hamilton. Back now to Englum. Now inside to Barnes. Barnes turnaround jumper round. No good. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Callie Keyes, and on her back is Emma Junk, and Junk is going to be called for the personal foul. Her first, the team's sixth.
So when it was 41-38, Galesburg scored, as we mentioned at the time, those 14 consecutive points to make it 55-38. Then at 57-42, the Silver Streaks scored another 11 out of 13 points.
Comes in on the inbounds pass to Callie Keyes, and Keyes puts it up and through. Great pass to her. She has 10 points. 79-49, the Streaks by 30. Top of the key now. They get it to Chloe Anderson. Backdoor pass to Peachy. Knocked away from her. Now Sharon Diggins picks it up. To Howard will take the three top of the key. Rebound Myra Diggins. She puts it up no good. And the rebound Paris is Callie Keyes. Here come the Lady Tigers right to left. Into the front court, Morgan Englum from Paris on the dribble. Now gets it over to Casey Hamilton. Hamilton now has the open three, didn't take it. High post, got it to Kayla Hoffman. Here's the three-pointer from Morgan Englum, no good. The rebound, though, right back up by Callie Keyes, no. Now the rebound's going to be picked up by Casey Hamilton. She puts it up, no good. And it's going to be pulled down by Galesburg, but apparently, what, it hit the baseline, and it's going to be Paris's ball.
Callie Keyes has 11 rebounds in the game now, so she's got a double-double. 10 points, 11 rebounds.
79-49 in favor of the Streaks. Comes into Barnes. She goes right to the basket, puts it up and through. Alexis Barnes with 23, leading scorer for Paris, 79-51 Streaks. Top of the key, Hamilton. Left side, Lieber. Here's the three left wing by Jessica. No good. Rebound, Hamilton. Back to Lieber. Three again, yes. Jessica Lieber with the three. She has 17, 82-51, Galesburg. 3:33 to go in this one. Casey Hamilton now. Up top to Morgan Englum. Now here's the three-pointer by Hamilton, no good. Rebound Megan Young, but she can't hold on to it. It bounces off of her leg out of bounds. It'll be Paris's ball. Comes Megan Temples into the game for Paris. Callie Keyes goes out as we're going to get a little shock troop city here. Also, Frankie Rios coming in. We have a full timeout, 82-51 Galesburg. 3:06 to go in this girls' action. This is Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but rates are still incredibly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Harris's ball after the timeout, shot up by Morgan Englum from the baseline, no good. Here's Lieber with the three-pointer right side, yes. Oh, Jessica Lieber is feeling it. Three threes in the fourth quarter for Lieber. Whoa, what a game for her. All the way back down now on the drive. This is Morgan Englund. Her shot up no good, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. We came down today, or came over from Mattoon in a 2010 Nissan Altima from Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. What a car this is, and it's on special now at Galesburg Nissan. Here's the shot up from the right side, no good by Englund. The rebound underneath, controlled by Paris. Now they get it back out to Hamilton. Her shot up from the right side's an air ball. It's going to bounce out of bounds, and it'll be Galesburg's ball. At any rate, this is just a beautiful car. Mike Schmidt, Jeff Klink, all the gang at Galesburg Nissan ready to serve you. They are ready to all your automotive needs, and all these cars are on special now. We hope you'll get in. And I tell you, even Brad agreed, this car rides like a beauty, doesn't it?
Can't feel the bumps hardly at all.
That's right. I'm used to driving around in a 94 Prism, man. I need a new car. Here comes Jamie Johnson as the Streaks have it in the front court. Now to Rodriguez from the corner with the three. Yes!
21 threes in this game for the Silver Streaks.
I'm eating cheeseburgers today, mommy. Minute 38 to go, 88-51 Galesburg. Let's see if they can get 100. Now here's Englund from the right side. Shot up no good. Rebound controlled by Junk of the Streaks. Now Boyer got the ball. She was the knock down. No whistle. Johnson has it. Ahead to Rodriguez. She's going to fire the three, but she traveled. Yeah. Boy, they're going for the 100. Whoa. Running clock with a minute 15 to go in the game. I guess they won't get it with the running clock, will they? Comes in the backcourt now to Morgan Englund. Boy, it's amazing. This was once a three-point game in the second half, just to think about that. Morgan Englund with the dribble right in front of us gets it over to Frankie Rios. Now to Englund. Now on the right side, this is Katie Johnson with the three-pointer, and she hits it. Katie Johnson has 5 points. Back comes Galesburg. Howard on the right side. Out to Ty Peachy. Back to Howard. She'll take the three. In and out, no good. Rebound, though, Peachy. Peachy's going to have the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds, and they say it went off Paris. 32 seconds to go in this one as Peachy will throw it in with the running clock. Here's Howard with the three-pointer around, no good. The rebound controlled underneath by Paris. Back on the attack come the Lady Tigers. Casey Hamilton with 20 seconds to go in the ballgame. 88-54 Galesburg. On the right side, here's the three by Johnson. Yes! Katie Johnson, two straight threes, 9-8. 88-57, at least get 90, girls. On the right side, Howard. She'll take the three-pointer. No. The rebound underneath tipped out of bounds, and that'll be it. The final score will read the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 88. The Paris Lady Tigers, 57. We'll be back and talk about it. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Love's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Love's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return a premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
I must have missed one. Jim Wyman, Brad Benowitz, WGIL. The news is good as the Silver Streak girls have defeated Paris 88-57 in this first game from Lance Arena on the campus of Eastern Illinois University. Let's run down the scoring for you. First of all, for the Paris Tigers, who dropped to 9-3 on the season, they were led in scoring by Alexis Barnes with 23 points in the game today, 10 points for Callie Keys, 8 points in the game for Katie Johnson, 4 points for Jessica Rose, 4 points for Kayla Hoffman, 5 for Katie Spessard, and 3 points in the game for Morgan Englum. The Streaks today were led in scoring, and I've missed a three, so Brad, correct me if you pick it up, by Jessica Howard and Jessica Lieber, who both had 20 points in the ballgame today, 13 for Jamie Johnson, 9 points in the game for Ty Peachy, 6 points in the game for Allison Mangieri for Galesburg, Mickey Rodriguez had 9, 2 for Sharon Diggins, 2 for Sadie Hamilton, Chloe Anderson had 4, Megan Young had 2, and Rainey Sibley had 1. Did I mention Ty Peachy with 9? I think I did. It was 23-13 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring Paris 18-17 in the second quarter to take the lead 41-30 at the half. Galesburg outscored Paris 27-14 in the third quarter. It was a three-point game at one point in the third quarter, but the Streaks really came on 27-14. Galesburg outscored Paris to lead at 68-44 after three, and then the Streaks outscoring the Lady Tigers 20-13 in the fourth quarter to win it 80-57. Galesburg ups its season record to 12-3 on the year. Galesburg is going to play against Rantoul later on this afternoon. We'll have that game for you beginning with our pregame show at approximately 4:10 this afternoon. We're going to move our venue. That game is going to be played at Charleston High School's Baker Gymnasium, and then we'll be back here at Lance Arena tomorrow for what we hope will be the championship game. And if the game girls do play in that championship game, they would be playing there in the Red Pool. They would be playing at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Brad?
The Galesburg boys have the same hopes, but they're going to have a tough one here against Mattoon. And that'll be coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.